Dr. Seuss patients only by appointment. I did explain that to you when you phoned.
You said he couldn't take me for 3 weeks, though. This is an emergency. I can't wait 3 weeks.
If you leave your name and number, I'll try to work you in sooner. I'm afraid today's out of the question, though. It's past hours
I'm
now.
I'm sorry, I have to see the doctor now.
Oh, but just a minute. That's Dr. Lindquist.
I can't wait. Please.
Young woman, I have an appointment in 1 hour. If you can be here at 11 tomorrow morning...
Please, doctor, I must see you now. I have wings.
Biotex, the new soak and pre-wash powder, brings you SF-68. Stories which plunge vividly into other worlds, other dimensions, other times. SF-68. Presents Jenny with Wings, adapted for radio and produced by Michael McCabe. Jenny with Wings.
Young lady, I am a medical doctor. You don't have to be shy. I can't see through.
Oh, yes, of course. I'm sorry. I have to keep them fastened, you see, and it always makes them sore, always tight, like... See?
I don't believe it. Beautiful. Oh, are you hurt? Are you injured?
No, it's not that.
Of course. Sheet. Here, certainly.
Thank you.
Here we are.
Thank you.
Yeah, sit down. Chair, a straight chair. I think a straight chair would be.
Thank you.
What's your name? Have you kept this secret? Who sent you to me?
Dr. Lindquist, I don't want to take up your time.
Your name?
Jenny Bruant.
Jenny.
Jennifer, actually. But...
Just a minute.
This won't really take long. I just want some advice, you see.
Roger, I can't meet. You'll have to carry on without me. Yes, bye.
Oh, so much for the appointment.
It really won't take long. I'm going to be married, you see.
Jenny, I promise I won't try to detain you. We'll talk a bit, please, before we get to the reason for this call.
Yes, I'd like to talk. I've never been able to talk to anyone before, except Grandad. About it.
Fine. I won't interrupt. Just start anywhere.
I never knew I was different till I started school. My father was killed in the war, and Mother left us, Granddad and me, when I was 2. I can't really remember her, you see. Granddad wouldn't let Mother and the doctor operate on me when I was first born, and after she left, he took care of me. He used to stand on the ground watching me, and he would shout, "Fly, Jenny! Fly, girl! Fly!" He was really proud of my wings. Every night he'd kiss me and say, "Good night, my Jenny with wings." Then I went to school, I couldn't understand why they were still playing their silly games instead of flying. I flew, and it created an uproar.
What did you do?
I flew home, naturally. We moved that day.
Weren't you frightened? Or lonely?
Oh, you don't understand. When you fly, you don't need anyone else. I have Grandad, of course, and we traveled a lot. We always stayed in the south so that I wouldn't get cold. In one day, I could go hundreds of miles. I could loop and soar, glide, dive. I couldn't do a lot of things other girls do, swimming, trying on each other's clothes and that. But it didn't matter, because I could fly.
People did find out once in a while, though, didn't they?
Yes, but how do you know?
Well, it was inevitable that every boy who put his arm around you was in for a surprise. And also that boys would want to put their arms around you.
I found out about boys when I was 12. I went to a party. We were playing games and someone turned out the light. And there was this little boy, Johnny Rowland. I'll never forget him. He was 14. He kissed me in the dark and then embraced me and... Then, of course, his hands rubbed down my back. Of course, he felt my... Anyway, he shouted, and some of the mothers came from the porch, and the lights were put back on, and we all played ping-pong after that. But every time I looked at Johnny, his eyes were big and scared.
I'll make some coffee.
You've been lucky. Most people with any sort of difference have generally shunned and made to feel like pariahs. Apparently, you managed to have a fairly normal childhood and adolescence.
Oh, not really. I had to leave school in standard 8 because I couldn't do gym. It takes a doctor's certificate to get out of it. I couldn't really have showers either. We moved again, and after that, Granddad told people I was 17. I studied at home. We always chose small towns, generally living out in the country. Oh, you bring a flask of hot water with you for coffee. Oh, that's clever.
Oh, my nurse will finish it a couple of times a day.
Were you wounded in the war or something? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be inquisitive. You're not really old enough to have been in the war, are you?
What makes you think I was wounded?
Just that you seem sort of stiff, that's all.
When I mentioned just now about locking the door, you looked frightened. Why? Someone else did that, you didn't they? You spread those wings of yours as if you were going to try and get away.
He was a doctor. I was out one day and I hurt my foot landing. I got home all right, but it hurt badly and I fainted. Scared Granddad half to death. He phoned for a doctor. The cut on my foot was terribly deep, to the bone. They took me to hospital and this doctor found out about me. There, at the hospital. He tried to get me to sign a paper so he could operate on me. He wanted to cut my wings so that I couldn't fly anymore. And the next day...
No.
Hmm?
Go on.
Well, Granddad came to the hospital with a shotgun and took me away. We moved again after that. You see, Granddad said although the doctor pretended he had to cut my wings because I would die if he didn't, what he really wanted to do was to exhibit me to his colleagues and write articles, and after he was famous, he was going to operate and make me normal.
How did you know about me?
One place where we stayed... I got to know a boy who lived near us. I was really 17 then. He was 18 or something. We had a hammock, and we always took it with us wherever we went. Well, one day, I was sitting in it, and this boy came along. He was terribly shy. He sat on the steps and started pulling out bits of grass one by one. In the end, he proposed to me. Anyway, I didn't say anything because I remembered the shock Johnny got that time when he... Anyway, this boy, he was very clumsy. He tried to embrace me, only I didn't wait. I undid the back of my dress and spread my wings. They're 6 feet, you see, and... Well, you'll have noticed that. Anyway, this boy, I thought he was going to die or something because he just went sort of white. He sort of fell down and said he was sorry he'd been wicked all his life and... All I really wanted him to do was to kiss me, but he wasn't going to. So I flew away.
And that no doubt made you fighting mad. You tried to prove to yourself that you could get a man.
Yes. How did you know? moved a lot after that. One man later on ran away from me and came back with head shares. Another just fainted dead away. And the last one asked me, was I born or hatched? I got tired after that. Until now,
I... Have you ever been kissed by a man who knew you had wings?
Well, that's why this is an emergency, Doctor. I'm really in love this time. And he loves me.
And now you want to know whether I can take the wings off, is that it? No, I didn't mean that. Don't fly away. It's all right. I'm not going to harm you.
Don't you see? I can't. I've thought about it, but I can't. What if in all the world you were the only one who could see the color blue? Would you give it up just because no one else could appreciate it? I've always read a lot, always, but you see, that's all I've done. That's all I know, just what I read.
Oh.
I've read all the biology books and that, but I've got to know. Can I have children? And will they be like me?
Jenny. Oh, Jenny.
I don't think it's very funny at all. Sometimes I feel terribly unhappy.
More coffee.
No. If he was hurt. And he was so handsome. Naturally, I couldn't leave him alone to freeze. And he would have frozen. So I held him all night and wrapped my wings around both of us. He hurt his ankle in the crash, that's all. But he couldn't walk all the way to the road for help until morning.
And just like that, you fell in love?
Not just like that. He was fainting. And I had to help him, didn't I?
Was he fainting before or after he got a glimpse of you flying around the place?
Oh, you see, that's what made him so different. He couldn't even believe in me most of the night. He thought he was delirious. But he talked so nicely to me, like no one's ever talked before. At least, not after seeing my wings. You promised.
I'm sorry. No more laughing. And you're in love with him?
Yes. I fell in love with him. Oh, I feel exactly the way the books say you should feel. Oh, shivery and funny. And he did, too. I stayed with him until the morning. And then we heard a car coming. And he kissed me. We're going to be married.
Well, you're okay. Everything's there that should be there. You'll have beautiful children. But if he loves you so much, why the delay? Why didn't you go with him right away?
He had to come to the city about his job. And he had to see a doctor about his ankle. And then he was going back to his cabin in the mountains to wait for me. Oh, I'm sorry about tonight. Really, I am. I've probably ruined your evening. Probably your wife will be worrying and...
I'm not married.
Oh. Oh, anyway, I had to have some answers. After Steve... That's his name, Steve. After he went back, I flew off home and made Grandad tell me the name of the doctor who delivered me. He remembered all right, but I couldn't talk to him. He's so old now. I told him I needed a doctor I could trust, and he gave me your name. He said you specialized in abnormalities and that you spent your whole life helping people. Said you even went out and looked them up in order to help them even. Then I came here.
Are you sure about this man, Jenny? Tell me it's important. Do you know the difference between love and infatuation? Do you have any idea what spring can do to a beautiful, lonely girl?
Oh, I'm in love, all right. Truly. Thank you, Doctor. You've been very kind. If I hadn't met Steve first, I mean, you've been awfully nice.
And take your clothes in there and dress.
Thank you.
You won't think this is a gag when you see her. Now just keep your eyes on that clearing. She, it, whatever the devil it is, will come soon. Do you have any trouble getting that mark?
It?
Did you?
I got it, but I don't like any part of this. I mean, you can't kidnap a girl and put her in a circus just because she has wings. She can talk and yell, can't she?
She will be able to when I finish with her. Those wings must have been more than a 12-foot span. With the bird's mask on and her face taped shut, all we need to do is to keep her doped up.
No.
We're in the money. This really will be something new.
But I just...
I heard wings. Something. Look, you stay here and watch. I better be at the door of her cabin so she can see me when she gets here. We don't want her getting suspicious and flying off. I mean, what chance do we have of catching her? Now, do you remember what you're to do?
I remember. You get her inside, and I follow close, and then I bar the door, right?
Right.
Are you sure you can handle her?
Did she fall for my soft talk? You should have seen her. Her big eyes, wide open. As if nobody had ever said anything loving to her before in her whole life. And those wings. I mean,
you love me.
I was dreaming
first. Men. All the same. They're frightened of something they can't understand. They want to run away or they want to double cross. The world would be a better place without men. But there are some women who need teaching a lesson, too.
I wonder how you'd like a nice high ride, young woman.
Wonderful plans for us. You'll never believe.
I believe, all right. Hold tight.
Let go. What are you? You can't hold.
Jenny. Jenny, this isn't funny. You're not to prove anything. You're squealing. I can't breathe.
Look down, Steve. You want me to let go?
What are you saying? Let's go back.
You know, Steve, I rarely believe I'm tiring. Just a bit lower.
Jenny, what's that down there?
What? That's a lake, Stevie. Isn't it pretty? Talk your way out of this.
No. Oh, no. Jenny. No!
What do I do now? I thought I was in love. I was. With a dream. An impossible dream. Must I go back to Dr. Lindquist and ask him to make me normal? He was very nice. He said I was beautiful, too.
Of it. Doesn't do for a doctor to be seen with wings.
Why didn't you tell me?
I wanted to tell you. I couldn't believe it until I saw and touched your wings. And then you said you were in love, and I had to let you find out you were not. I knew you'd find out. You were in love with a peach blossom against the blue sky.
Oh.
There's the current. Just glide. We'll stay up for hours. There's so much to talk about. So much to do.